Salmon season begins April 5th for sports fishermen, May 1st for commercial boats, but the more critical measures of the season, how many Chinook may be taken and which parts of the coast will be open when, are just now beginning to be shaped for 2014.
We're reviewing all the information that's come in from fishing on the ocean and on the rivers in California. This information we will take to the Pacific Fisheries Management Council to help set the seasons, which we'll be doing over about a two-month period.
Harry Morris is a public information officer for the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, which hosted the well-attended meeting in Santa Rosa. Jennifer Simon, reporting for the department's Ocean Salmon Project, opened it with a summary of the 2013 salmon season.
Last year's catch and effort was either more or about the same as the 2012 fishery. So we're looking at a significant rebound from where we were in 2008-2009 when the fisheries were closed.
There followed another couple of hours of detailed reports on the number of fish caught, hatchery outputs, and spawning salmon counts. Then came the critical figure, the forecast, or the estimated total number of salmon that fishermen will be allowed to take in the coming year.
634,000 fish out in the ocean in 2014. That's about 100,000 less than was forecast at this time last year.
John McManus is executive director of the Petaluma-based Golden Gate Salmon Association, a coalition that includes commercial and recreational salmon fishermen, plus businesses and environmentalists.
634,000 is not bad. It's not great. We still expect to have a decent season.
The salmon forecast number was presented by Dr. Michael O'Farrell, vice chair of the salmon technical team for the Pacific Fishery Management Council. It was constrained, he explained, by low numbers of salmon in the Klamath River last year.
The abundance forecast for Klamath Fall Chinook is lower than it was last year. That may lead to some more fishery restrictions relative to last year's season. It's not that the abundance is drastically low. It's rather average. Abundance forecasts for the last 2 years for Klamath Fall Chinook have been quite high, and this is just part of natural fluctuation.
The salmon count in California's Central Valley, the state's other main spawning area, was good in 2013, O'Farrell adds, but
those fish are intermingling in the ocean, and so we have to manage the fishery in a way that the stock that needs the most conservation drives the actual amount of fishing opportunity.
The methodology supporting all this is detailed and complicated, but ultimately incomplete, observes the Salmon Association's McManus.
There are numbers forecast on the number of two-year-old fish that came back last year, but the number of two-year-olds that come back relative to subsequent populations fluctuates wildly. And they're the first to admit it's not an exact science, it's not a great model, it's the best model they have to work with.
Which is at least part of the reason why the final decisions on the scope and duration of the 2014 salmon season will be worked out over the next couple of months. Dr. O'Farrell outlines the steps to be taken by his Pacific Fisheries Management Council.
The March meeting is where the initial crafting season starts, and we leave the March meeting with three alternatives. Then there's an April council meeting as well, and at that meeting, the final alternative is selected and put forward as the season.
That final determination isn't expected until a matter of days before the season's traditional opening on May 1st. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.